the rest of the story. The most perfect golf match ever played is not in the official record books. Until now, it was not even in the history books. It took place in the early 1950s when Byron Nelson was not yet a legend, but he was invited to Pebble Beach to play in the Crosby Pro-Am. During the tournament, he stayed at the home of a businessman friend, George Coleman. Also staying at the Colemans was a fellow named Ed Lowry, who had caddied for the great Francis Wienert when he won the U.S. Open in 1913. So, we're all the way back to when golf was when golf was a game. Lowry remarked that there were two other amateur golfers in San Francisco for the Crosby, and he was convinced those two amateurs were so good they could beat any other golfers in the world. Coleman said he was willing to wager on any two pros against these two young amateurs. So the bet was on. The two pros who agreed to participate were Byron Nelson and Ben Hogan. The four teed up at storied Cypress Point on the Monterey Peninsula. Nelson and Hogan as a team challenging the two amateurs. It was a money game. And it was one of those rare days when everyone played his best. I mean, nobody faltered. Hogan eagled the 10th. The amateurs were losing two down with three holes to play, but then they, the unknowns, poured it on, blazed through the last three holes, birdie, eagle, birdie, finally lost on the 18th, one down. And most remarkable, all day, nobody missed a shot. That's right, nobody missed a shot. Through that entire round, not one bogey by anybody. Now, as far as I have been able to determine, there has never been a round of golf before or since in which nobody missed a fairway, nobody missed a green, nobody three-putted. But it happened that day. And that's not all. In addition to Hogan's eagle, the field of four produced 27 birdies. 27 in one foursome in one round. It was a day we should remember, that day at Cypress Point. Maybe now we will. For Byron Nelson and Ben Hogan, of course, are enshrined forever in the annals of the game. And while one of those extraordinary amateurs, Harvey Ward, is now a golf professional in North Carolina, his partner, the other amateur, went on to win 14 Big Blood tournaments, including the U.S. Open, and is today the best-known golf sportscaster in the business, Ken Venturi. Yet there's another reason that you'll never forget the most perfect golf match ever played. For while today's tournament winners routinely count their winnings in six figures, in hundreds of thousands of dollars, 40 years ago, the best in the game played the best game of their lives. Byron Nelson, Ben Hogan, Harvey Ward, Ken Venturi went head-to-head in the most splendid demonstration of golf mastery in history for a cash wager of $100. And now you know the rest of the story.